got to the doctors yet and got all that straightened out, but I'm not in stage five, a renal failure. That's what they told me. I was kidney failure, you know, stage five. And they said, no, you're not stage five yet. So I thought, oh, those my charts don't work too good sometimes, you know. But I just couldn't wait to tell you guys. I was thrilled this afternoon. I was ready for my theophany body, if that's what the Lord wanted me to have, you know. But a little bit longer, I think. Thank God for this word and this rest.
Do any mic, I guess. We just, you know, hearing Sister Sue's testimony, it just reminds us that God is real. And, you know, we had it's been a week for everybody, I know, but we had my wife had lost her ring at some place she lost it at. And she calls me, and it's already been a crazy day already. Everybody's been going through everything. But it was just like the icing on the cake. Like, everything else had been going wrong, and then she says that, and I'm like, oh, geez, this is just something else. You know, I mean, it's a piece of metal, but it was just something that's important to her, but it was just something else on it. And it was just like, we're going to pray that God gets that back to you. And she was like, okay, we're going to pray like that. We're going to pray like believers. We're going to pray that God gets it back to you. She's like, I'm going to check on this, check on that. And I'm at work, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I can go. I'll go to that place and check on it myself as well. So she lost it at some warehouse. And she sends a message later on. I leave work, and I'm driving that way. I'm going the wrong direction. I didn't know it. But I'm driving that way thinking I'm going to the warehouse she was at. And she sends me a message and says, I found my ring. It was at the house. And the initial thing was like, you know, maybe I just left it at the house. But it was like, no. God brought it to the house. You know, I don't want it, because what we do sometimes is we diminish what God is doing. You know, we take it away, we try to explain it away. But this can't be explained. You know, when you pray for something, God moves and he takes care of it. You know, and, you know, so that song that the sister Ashley wrote, we sang it in North Carolina, Lord, I need you now. You know, because we always say, you know, he's an on-time guy. He may not come when you want him, but he's always comes when I want him. He comes when I need him. He comes when I want him. He shows up every time. It's not a time that he doesn't show up, you know. And you know, we got a revelation that I'm not waiting for God to get here. He's here, you know. So when I say, Lord, I need you now, I need you to move. I want you to move on healing. I want you to move on discernment. I want you to move on whatever it is, the prayer request. I want you to move now. Like, you know, I'm not waiting until I get my glorified body to speak healing. I won't need it then. I'm speaking healing now. And, you know, whatever, you know, else, you know, got different things going on, different people. You got depression, anxiety, blah, 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 blah. Those are all just things, but God can take care of it.
Amen.
So I wanted to sing that song. Lord, I need you now. Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Before I leave, hallelujah. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Help me sing it. Lord, I need you now. Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need
need you today. Before I walk out the door, I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Before I leave, oh, before I leave, Lord, I need a change. One more time, hallelujah. Lord, I need a change. Lord, I need you now, hallelujah. Lord, I need you now more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today. Before I walk out the door, I don't want to leave this place the same way I came. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Oh, before I leave, Lord, I need a change. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I just want to thank God for being here. And also, so much on my heart. I just, on the way here, I was like, it's just so, I just have so much. But I want to talk about Brother, the song back here that, you know, Lord, I want to change. Yeah. And I do before I leave this place, right, this church right here today. You know, Brother Branham had a message called desperation.
Right.
When you get desperate, you call on the Lord, and,
right,
and he answers, you know.
Yes,
but you got to get to a certain place. You know, he don't want you playing with him. He wants you desperate and really needing him. And I'm just so thankful for that. And just to kind of piggyback off of what Brother Pickens was talking about was I had one of my grandchildren, my little grandson, in the car seat, and I had him in the back seat, and I had him, and he was in the case. It comes nowadays, they come with a case, a bag, you know. Then you put the car seat in. And I had him, and right, I was great, shut the door, and he took the other car seat and he pulled it towards me. And it was like, Nana, you didn't do the other part. And he's only 1 year old. Now, some people can say, oh, that's just, I say, it's God.
Yeah,
you know, some people think, oh, that's just not. I say, no, that's God.
Right.
You know, because he was in one, but that security, I was just so thankful, you know, because, you know, he was buckled in and all that good stuff. But God showed me that I'll even take care of you, even when you're not even taking care of yourself, or when you overlook something, you know. And it was just a one-year-old pulling that little bucket.
Right.
You know, I was like, thank you, Lord God, because I call it God. They can say, oh, that's just what a kid would do. No, but I call it God, and I'm so thankful. And I come here tonight so thankful in my heart for what God is showing me throughout the week. You know, it's not just on Sunday, and it's not just on Wednesday. It's during the week that he's dealing with us. You know, and he's showing us, and he's manifesting himself to us if we just take the time to listen and be sensitive. And that's one of my prayers. I don't want to leave here the same.
Amen.
I'm thankful to be here. I agree with you, Sister Michelle. I'm just sitting there. I just want to praise God and just thank him. He's been good to me.
Right.
You know, what they've been saying the past few weeks, I thank God he gave me a wife that loves God.
Right.
You know, she's reading the message books with my kids, and like, she puts God first. And you said there's no greater gift than that.
Right.
And I thank my God for my kids. They love God, and I tell them, like, if I can give you anything, if you fall in love with God, the rest of your life's gonna be okay.
Right.
It might not be money, might not be able to give you a house, might not be able to give you a lot of things, but if I can teach you to look to God,
Amen,
you'll be okay.
Amen.
And I was just thinking about, you know, the services, and I appreciated Brother Jeremiah on Sunday and the questions and answers. I've heard that story of serpent seed my entire life. You know, my mom was in the message, and I've always, and I have a greater appreciation for my prophet. Amen. You know, he stood when others wouldn't stand. He kept the word when other people would ridicule him, but he didn't change the word. You know, where they fell because they changed that one word. He kept that word, and I can move it forward to our ministry because Brother Moore will not let us play with the word. No. You know, and these elders, when you misstep, if you play with that word, you're in trouble.
Right.
And if you just stick right there, and I, you know, Brother Moore has told me for years, even if you can't live up to the word, amen it. God will bless that because I fall short of myself, but that word is 100% right. I'll never change a word in it. Just glad to be here.
Amen. I want to thank God for being here as well. And I, you know, I appreciated Sister Michelle's testimony because it, you know, brought me to a conversation that I had with one of my kids. And we were talking about believing for something and they just couldn't believe for it. And I was saying, you know what? I said, God has to bring you to a place of desperation. I said before, it becomes real to you. And they were like, well, why would you wish that on me? I was like, I'm not wishing it on you. I was like, it's just a real thing. I was like, it's a relationship between you and God. I said, you're going to get to the point where you can't help but to believe him.
Right.
You know, you can't help but to lean on him. I said, but when you get to, I said, if it's going to take you getting to that point, I said, but before you're going to believe for it and before you can't help but to believe. Amen. And I just appreciate that she said that because I'm like, you know what? There it is. You know, like it's a witness,
right?
You know, because they're here. They can hear it,
right,
you know, and I thank God for my husband. Yes. You know, I appreciate that man.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a backbone for our family. And I just see him every day. He just goes and goes and goes. And you know, and I always tell him, I'm like, you can't save the world. And he's like, but I'm going to try. You know, and he desires to help people all times. And no matter what the cost is, you know, he's willing to help. You know, he's even giving the shoes off my feet. You know, and I'm just thankful for him. He's just such a strong believer. And just like Brother Dwayne said, you know, it's important to have somebody in this message. You know, I could have married the wrong person. You know, but I just thank God that he just brought me back here, brought me back to what's important.
Amen.
And I'm just
thankful.
We'll sing page 160, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
Unchanging Hand.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to give God some glory. You know, that required reading about the mystery, Christ the mystery. I didn't get the book, so, but that's okay. I can go online and I listened to the message on YouTube, and I got blessed by it.
Amen.
But while I was searching for it, I seen other things that was detracting from the critics, Brother Branham, and I could read the titles, and it, you know, my heart sank because we know we have the revelation.
Amen.
Here. If they could only see,
right.
You know, if they could only see what we see, they would be so much better off.
Amen.
But, you know, I didn't let that stop me because, you know, it's my journey. It's me and my relationship with God. And I know the truth. And, you know, and I can't help but to say amen to it. Whether I can live up to it or not, and whether it skins me alive, you know, it's nothing but the truth. That's in my heart. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's settled. That's what's keeping me going. And I just thank God that I have the revelation.
Amen.
For myself.
Amen.
I just want to identify, I'm hearing all these wonderful testimonies. And, you know, I want to be able to tell God how much I love him. I just love what I get here so much. You know, we had a powerhouse service on Sunday. And then Brother Jeremiah preached that mighty God revealed. And it touched me so much. It unlocked so many different things that I've been through in the past couple of weeks and the type of people I've been dealing with. And I'm just so grateful for these shoes. I'm grateful for my walk that he's completely designed, tailor-made to my own. I'm the only one that can do what I'm supposed to do. I'm the only one that can do manifest God through this shell here. And I'm so grateful to know that because, like, what I get here is not a joke. You know, getting rebuked back there was probably the best thing for my family I could ever have received. And it taught my son something. Because the bride will turn quickly to the word. Quickly. And you won't even have time to think about it. It's beyond your thinking. The best thing that I could do for myself learning more now is just die faster. just die quicker. The quicker you can die, the quicker you can pick up what God needs to do through you. And, you know, when my son saw me just get up and walk around, I didn't care what I looked like. I didn't care what y'all thought about me. I heard God speak lip to ear to me.
Amen.
And it had nothing to do with any of you.
Right.
It was just between me and God.
Right.
And so much so I walked out, didn't even care about the kids. Y'all watch them. I got something to do. That's how the word works. It's faith in action. It's the word talking to the word and then the word manifesting right there, right before your very eyes. And it helped my son so much. Look what it produced. I was so blessed by that. I was a mess back here. Jay was trying to keep it together. it was great. And, you know, it's all because of obedience. Obedience to the word entitles you to the token. And you know, I'm learning that more and more each day. I'm learning how to just listen more and just do. Just be a doer. Be a live voice, you know. And I just love what I get here. God bless you guys.
Amen.
Hold to God's unchanging hands. Key of G.
Time is filled with transition. Just hold to God.
page 215 in the chorus is, "Why shouldn't I praise the Lord?" It's the key of F.
Brother Caleb, a couple of announcements real quick. Don't forget, you know, it's coming up on as fast as the Thanksgiving meal we're going to have November 20th, so keep that in mind. And we got the Christmas recital December 11th. Practice for that next is Monday, November 14th at 6:30, so remember that for those coming to that. And then we got New Year's coming. The other thing I want to announce is you'll notice that tie holders are no longer on the pulpit. They're hanging in the back there in the foyer, so on against the back wall for those looking for the tie. By the back door. So I just want to announce that because, you know, we don't want to lose any money here anymore. God bless y'all.
Key of F.
Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word He made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see until this message found. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. So I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. I'm singing hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, singing hallelujah, so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to come here one more time. You've heard the testimonies of the believers, how we're thankful that you reminded us that you're ever present. It says omnipresent, never leaving, never forsaking us. Lord, we're constantly wanting to be reminded that we'll never put more on us than we can bear. Thank you for that promise. Lord, we come as believers tonight, praying that you'll open the word, open our hearts, and let us receive whatever you want to give, Lord. Help move me out of the way. Help move this hearing the speaker out of the way, Lord, so we can get what you want. Lord, there's many prayer requests in the body. Brother Bryce, Brother Mike Bryce needs prayer. Brother Trevor, Sister Sue, the Brinkmans, Sister Kara. Lord, I don't want to be remiss if I didn't say Sister Ann, I want her to see. Lord, I expect that every service. Lord, heal the body. Lord, even my home, heal our house. Satan tries to enter in on all of us. Let's push him out. Let the service be a reminder to restore our pure minds, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the services. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Speak to us, Lord. Amen. It's good to be here tonight.
Now, Pastor Moore, I know you didn't get a chance to listen to the questions and answers on there, but it wasn't online. Some tyrant wouldn't let us put it online, but it was phenomenal. I'm constantly reminded, not that I doubted God. I want to make sure I say it this way, because this is on tape, so I want to make sure that my record is clear. Not that I doubted God when God said, Brother Jeremiah, be the next pastor. It was Brother Jeremiah was, I don't know how old you were, Jeremiah, 19, 20, something, 23. To see Brother Jeremiah handle Bible study was just another reminder that God picked the right man. And we can slice it up however you want to. I'm saying this with I got all my confidence in my references. But there is many people that not there when he was there. There are many people that were standing beside him that were not standing beside him on Sunday night. There's many people that wanted the job, that auditioned for the job, but God called and created a wonderful person for the job. So, Brother Jeremiah, I appreciate you. Appreciate what you did there. It was vindication. Because we had questions, we had things, and he was just taking care of it. You know, we didn't miss a beat. That's how leadership should work, is that you should not miss a beat. If you've got great leaders, they'll have a contingency plan. They'll have things set up. It won't be, you know, you won't have these moments where you're like wondering what's going on. So, you know, even though Pastor Moore was doing his work that he needed to do away from Fairborn, Ohio, we still had the Word of God here, and that's how he set it up to be. So appreciate that. Appreciate the leadership from Pastor Moore. And appreciate that going on there. And we had been learning a lot about Serpent Seed, and to have that understanding that we have where we can say it definitively, that's different than anybody else. A lot of people probe at the book of Genesis. A lot of people probe at it, and sometimes they'll even compromise the Word of God just to keep people, even if they know the people are wrong. You know, they'll try to change up even the fruit that it is to try to keep people just to compromise the Word of God. But we don't compromise the Word of God. You know, and Brother Branham, even over in Crisis, the Mystery of God Revealed, he was death on compromising the Word of God. Over in Serpent Seed, he was death on compromising the Word of God. So much so that he called it an adulterous spirit. The same spirit that Eve had, the adulterous spirit, by compromising the Word of God, that's the same the spirit that you have when you go to compromise the Word of God. It's an adulterous spirit because you're not listening to your husband. God, you know, so, you know, it was a great thing to hear that, and I appreciate that. You know, Brother Jeremiah, you preached the Mighty God Revealed, and it was an excellent message, and appreciate what we've been getting here. Pastor Moore's been emphasizing the importance of a new birth, and, you know, all those things tie together, you know. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, we're just a blessed group of people to be able to come in here, serve God together, get a constant reminder of why we're here, and then let God lift us up a little bit more. Every service, we should be building our faith even more. With every service, with every time you go through a trial, it should build your faith even more. When you go through a test, it should build your... It says you learn patience by the things that you suffered. So we should have a lot of patience, and we should be... You know, further along up the road, God's been giving us too much word for us to be behind. You know, we've had it right for a long time. You know, and I thought, you know, to even think about how great our God is, how mighty God we serve, you know, you've got to believe there is a God. You know, there's some steps there. You got to believe that there is a God to even be able to see how big God is. And that's great, too. You know, it's good to first step, believe that there is a God. Next, see how great God is. You can go, my goodness, we serve a mighty God. And then you can start to understand the plan of God. That's another revelation where you can say, okay, I see that there is a God. I see how big God is. Then what is he doing right? What has he been doing? Then now that you're seeing the plan of God, but that's good too, but you got to continue on with it. You see that plan of God, but until that plan of God includes you, you're not God. You don't have God in present tense. You have a historical God. You have somebody that you can look back to, and you might even have some preeminence, some thoughts about where God is probably going. But if God is not present tense, then you're missing God for your day and its hour. Amen. So the beautiful thing about it is when we say we got a mighty God, that is amazing. I thank God that I serve a good God like that, a big God.
But until you see God in flesh in you, you don't have the full plan of God. You really are limiting God when you don't put him in yourself. Because, you know, and I'm getting ahead of myself here, and I want to read a scripture first. Let me read a scripture so I can make sure I get that in here. Philippians 2, verse 5 and 6. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God.
Wait, what?
Being in the form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. How was Christ in the form of God? How'd that happen? I thought he was a man. I thought he had flesh and blood. How is he the form of God? And then how was he making himself equal with God? He was a flesh. See, when you understand the plan of God, it's got a condense. It's, see, a lot of times we say, you know, even Brother Branham said it. He said, all that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into us. But a lot of times when we're doing that, we dilute it. We dilute God's power when we start talking about the pouring, because we're so carnal in our thinking. You go, okay, well, if I had a cup of something and I put it in something else and that something's bigger, I'm diluting it. No, 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 no. God's plan is condescending down to get, it's more concentrated than it ever was. Amen. Jesus Christ was the full expression of God in flesh. You are the full expression of God in flesh. Amen. You're equal with God. Right. You have God inside of you right now, and that makes you equal with God. Yeah. It's not diluted God, because a lot of times we want to make God diluted, like I only have a little bit of God. You know, we say the quote sometimes, you know, I got a little, if you got a spoonful of the ocean, but that's sometimes people say that with a little bit of a twist. Right. I got a spoonful of God. That means I got a little bit of God. No, I got all the God available. Amen. When you see me, you see the only God that's available. That's right. Unless you have me on the hand on your scene, you don't have God. I'm God in fullness. All I'm full of God. Amen. I'm not a little bit of God. I'm not a part of God. I'm full of God. And Brother Jeremiah, you even preached, he said, God is omnipresent. Yeah. God, that means he's here. That means he can be here. That means he's there. And you don't dilute God. You don't make him have less power because he's in you. The same God, that one, the one that created, the one that said the I am, the one that framed the worlds, the one that created the heaven and earth, that God, that is in you. See, that's when you get in trouble. When you make God a lesser, when you know, when God, when Jesus was feeding the 5,000, making God just a baker, making God just a cook, that didn't bother the people. That didn't bother them that he was even, you know, even healing the sick to an extent didn't really bother them. Brother Branham, when he was taking care of people, discerning them, telling where their address was, healing the sick, that didn't really bother them. But when you have the power to forgive sin, now that's the problem. When you are truly equal with God, that's when the church world doesn't want anything to do with you. Hey, Brother Jay, where you getting at? My title tonight is, we are equal with God. Because we are. What did Jesus have that made him equal with God? What did he have that made him equal? Now, we can break it up and make it simple. We can do those kind of things. But Jesus knew who he was. That's a start. And he knew what kind of authority he had, an understanding, and he had the full word of God. Right. Not in part, not a little bit. He had the full word of God. Amen. What do you have right now? You know who you are. Right. You know what God wants to do. Right. You have the full word of God. Amen. He said it's going to take the full word of God to bring rapturing faith. The rapture's going right now. That means the full word of God is available. So if you have the full word of God, just like Jesus had, then that makes you equal with God. Amen. You have the same resurrection power that Jesus had. That makes you equal with God. See, the church world don't want you to have that authority. Because so many times, people that were make-believers abuse that, and they spin it. Well, if I'm God, I don't make no mistakes. No, you're 100% man. And you're 100% God. Right. Thank God you're a man. You can change your mind. That's right. Praise God for that ability to be wrong. The zeal of the hour is to say I'm wrong. Amen. So don't tell me you're always right. Don't tell me that you get everything correct. Amen. When you're 100% a man. It takes 100% God to even balance that. Amen. Because what happens is brothers and sisters get in this word and they create false gods. Amen. They create idols. They create objects of worship away from God. That's what the Pope did. Amen. Instead of Christ. But it can't be that way. You're God in flesh right now, and nobody can take that away from you. Amen. This is not some church where we put up with mess. You know, and Brother Isaiah, he's talking about, you know, getting rebuked. He said, God was talking to me. God said your name. That's how you knew God was talking to you. He said, Isaiah, you should go get him right now. I don't know why you're still sitting here. That was simple instructions, right? Simple instructions. We get those same simple instructions all the service, all the time. I get simple instructions. You get simple instructions. It's not easy to pick up the word of God in this hour. He's plainly talking. You are able to hear from God directly. What other time did they have that ability to see and hear from God? No other time. So when I look at that, I go, if we are able to see and hear from God directly, we know exactly what God wants. We're the little messiahettes right now. Amen. This is no longer, you know, the book is Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The bride is the mystery of Christ revealed. It's the same thing going all the way through. It's equal. And you know what? And that's the beautiful thing. Brother Jeremiah talked about how Brother Tommy said, God says something and then everything else has to line up to it. Right. You know what? I didn't do that great in math, but I understood a little bit of the concepts. Right. When if they gave you variables on one side, X's, O's, Y's, Z's, da 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 da. And they put the number that is on the other side. If you didn't have any constants, you can make them whatever you wanted. If it said 24, I can make 1, 3. I can make 1 minus this. I can make them whatever I wanted to do. Because it just had to equal. It just had to equal. And what I'm getting at is when God saw you, he saw you as a finished work. Amen. So you just got to equal. Amen. He's got whatever you're going to have to get along the way is going to make sure that it equals. Right. If I couldn't be woke up on any other age, then when those ages were coming across, I wasn't here. Right. But because my seed was eligible to be woken up on this age, yeah, I show up on the scene right at the right time, so that way I equal the son and daughter of God in the last days. Amen. I just have to equal. He saw me as a finished work. Yes. Even when you look at through the ages, he shows the ages at the end of them. We're not showing the beginning of the age. And when you're looking at this ages, it's showing the end of the ages. So when you look at yourself, you need to understand that you are a finished work. You have all the God you're ever going to need. Amen. Now, as we grow in the knowledge of the truth, we're going to gain understanding. You maybe build your faith. You may go through different trials. But don't try to tell me I need more God. I got all the God I'll ever need. I have all the God I can even hold. You know, that for God to even be expressed, he needs a body. He can't express himself as a vapor, as a spirit. He can't really express himself and preach you the word of God unless he has a body. Right. And now Jesus even said, the rocks will cry out, all those kind of things. He don't need a rock right now. He's got you and me. He's got a body of believers that believe the word of God and that will stand on the word of God and love the truth. Amen. We have a love for the truth. Amen. Oh, you know, it did my heart good. You know, talk about Brother Micah getting up here and reading from the Christ is the mystery of God revealed. That was beautiful. Amen. You know why I got a kick out of that, why I enjoyed that? That somebody is taking God serious. Right. Saying, you know what? I don't have, and it was the best testimony of the day. He's like, I don't have a bunch of words. You know what? I saw this in here and it just spoke to me. Thought I'd read it to y'all. Read it. Sat back down. Bless the body. Sometimes we overthink everything. I think, oh, I got to come up with some great things to say. No. Just say what God put on your heart. Amen. Don't add to it. Don't flower it up. Don't try to change the words. If God gives you a two-word sentence, just say it. Amen. Sit back down. It'll bless the body more than you ever know. But sometimes we do that even in our life. Right. Oh, I better pray a certain way. Let me say it this way so you can understand me. I'm talking to my husband. If I need something, I'm just going to say it. Right. I don't have to flower it up. My wife don't got to flower up the words to tell me she needs the check. Take the check. Hey, I got something I'm about to go buy. I need the money. Amen. That's how it is when I come in here to pray. When I'm talking to God, I'm talking direct. This church world will have you having to speaking it so softly or speaking a different way, all these different just speak to God directly.
Right.
You know, Brother Childers, he said his dad used to pray, and he'd say, Brother Childers' dad would pray out loud.
Yeah.
Brother Childers got a kick out of it. He's like, I want God to hear what I'm saying.
Right.
I want to just speak as plain to him. That's how I talk, right? That's how it is right now. I want God to know what I want.
Right.
I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to hide behind it. If I have a need, Lord, I need it.
Amen.
Give me what I'm asking for.
Right.
And I'm asking for just keep increasing my faith till I get out of here.
Yeah,
because the church world will have you thinking, oh, I need more God. I need more of this. I need more. No, that's just a legalism idea because they don't believe you have enough God. Because let's play that all the way out. They believe that if you had more God, you wouldn't act like you're acting. If you had more God, you wouldn't do what you're doing.
Right.
No. I have all the God I ever need.
Right.
Now, I may need to be rebuked. I maybe need to learn patience. I maybe need, like Sister Don said, man principles. You may need those things. But when it comes to the God that I have, I got enough for the journey.
Amen.
I'm ready for the rapture tonight.
Right.
I don't need another service to be ready for the rapture, so to speak, in that regard. I'm not coming back here to get more God. I have all the God I need.
Right.
What do I have? I have all the God that's available. See, because I want to make sure we put this in you as an individual. You have all the God that's available. There's no more God available. You can't go find God outside of me.
That's right.
You can't.
That's right.
He's not available.
Amen.
When Jesus was on the scene, you only could get to God through Jesus.
That's it.
That was the only way you were going to talk to God. That's all you had. If he was in Nazareth, that's where you better be if you want to hear from him.
Amen.
Guess what? If you want to see God, like Brother Schiller said, this is where you're going to find him.
Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
You can't find him anywhere else.
Right.
And as believers, we all got that same testimony.
Yes.
God's not available anywhere else. Well, I said we're showing the age at the end of it. He's not available anywhere else.
Right.
There's nobody else to talk to. It's just believers of this hour.
Right.
Only. Oh, my goodness. See,
Amen.
See, when you see it, you can get excited knowing that that great, big, vast God has wanted. He didn't want to be by himself. He wanted fellowship.
Amen.
He wanted to dwell in a many-membered body. That's his plan.
Amen.
So when you see that, we're able to rejoice in that right now.
Yes.
That's how this is like a Garden Eden condition, because we're fellowshipping with God right now.
Amen.
Now, I've got two other realms that are not perfect yet, so they still got access to Satan. But when I come into here, I can drop those other two realms.
Yeah.
If my spirit needs to get right, turn me around. If my flesh needs to get right, sit me right back down. But I can come in here and just fellowship with God, lift the ear, just like God wanted. That's what turns my soul on. You know, that's what brings you to the house. My soul gets turned on when I get the fellowship with God. That's what brings me here. It's not the it's not the carpet. It's not the chairs. It's not what you like to do. It's not fishing. It's not football. It's the Word of God. That's our only common denominator. That's the only way I even see you. I don't see you. I don't see you as a man, a woman, a black, a white. I see you as a believer. That's all I see. That's all I'm judging by. What do you do with the Word? That's going to let me know who you are. Not who you voted for. It's what you do with the Word.
Amen.
See, when you understand that, you are equal with God.
Amen.
And the church world will have you going, well, how? Oh, there, you know, even Brother Branham said, he was like, you know, I'm equal with God. And they was like, well, look at him. He said, look at another Pharisee over there. Another Pharisee. They said the same thing to Jesus. Now, when they were judging Jesus, he said, judge me for my very work's sake. I would have to say the same thing tonight. Brother Jay, you're taking too much upon yourself. How can you, a man, make yourself equal with God? If you don't even want to judge me for what I'm saying, judge me for my work's sake. Who else knows what time it is? Who else knows what age it is? Who else knows the order? Who else can go through all the books? Who else speaks with authority? Who else has all the answers? Who else has this type of understanding? Who else believes the word for the hour? Who else knows there's multiple words that went through? Who else knew that there were ages? Who else knows how to go through the book of Revelations? Who else? So when you look at it and say, well, you're just saying it, believe me, for my very work's sake, I'm one of the only people that you've come across that is able to amen every word of God with a progressive ministry.
Amen.
I've not said nothing but amen to every word of God.
Amen.
Judge me for that. I can go through an amen Paul. I can amen Irenaeus. I can amen Martin. I can amen Columba. But I don't stop there. I don't stop at Luther. I don't stop at Wesley. I like to say those first because a lot of people stopped at Branham. I didn't stop at Branham. I kept going. I progressed when God progressed. When God moved, I moved. When God went forward, I went forward. I stayed with the Word.
Amen.
So if you don't believe me for anything else, believe me for my work's sake. Believe for what I did with the Word.
Amen.
Everybody else, they stopped along the way. Wesley, denominated. Lutheran, denominated. Branham, denominated. They denominated all the way through. That means they stopped. That means they got stagnant. That means they stayed eating old food, old bread, yesterday's bread. That's why I love even the story in the Bible. And that in the story in the Bible over in Moses' day, God was feeding them fresh manna from above.
That's right.
Every day.
Right.
And he only had one requirement. Don't keep any of it.
That's right.
That was it. Eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
If you want 17 loaves, keep eating them. You want 2 loaves, keep eating them. Tomorrow's going to be some fresh manna. All you got to do is keep up with God.
Right.
And don't eat yesterday's food.
Right.
Don't stop. And start bottling it up.
Right.
You know what he did to that food? He cursed it. He cursed it. For that day, it was good to eat. For that day, it was good to eat. But the next day, it has wiggle tails in it. It instantly decayed. That's what happens when you denominate it. Wesley's message was phenomenal. It was great for Wesley's day. Branham's message, amazing. It was good for that day. But you can't keep eating old food. You got to keep moving with God. And that's not to take anything away from that. Nothing to take away from that. That's how we build the body. I give the highest reverence to that. But you can't keep serving old food. If I'm referencing that, we still got to bring it up to today. I can reference Paul, but I'm telling you, I preach what Paul preached. Paul preached all the word that was available. I'm preaching all the word that's available.
Amen.
And if I'm preaching and you're picking it up, you're receiving the full word of God.
Amen.
Obedience to every word entitles you to the token. Not just half the words, not just some of the words. Oh, full obedience to every word of God entitles you to the token.
And
what's the token? That's your ticket.
Amen.
That's your ticket to get out of here in the rapture.
Right.
Token wasn't even available until the end time.
Right.
Why wasn't it available until the end time, Brother Jay? Because the rapture wasn't even going to take place.
Right.
Why would you need the token in Paul's day?
No.
Why would you need the token in Columba's day?
Come on.
It wasn't available because the rapture wasn't to take place. But to get out of here and go into rapture, you need the token.
Amen.
The token's not even available until you have full word on the scene.
Right.
Full word brings upon but redemption... Rapturing faith. Bunch of R words going through my head. I thank God that I have an understanding.
Amen.
I thank God that I see what it is for myself. You know, we go through all these things, and I think, oh, you know, one of the things Brother Jeremiah is talking about, and Pastor Moore as well, is talking about how God has all these different attributes. And sometimes it trips people up because we go, you know, he's the Father, he's the Son. We did the baptismal and things like that and the Holy Spirit. And it's all, man, that trips people up, and I don't know why it trips them up because I have an understanding on it now. But, you know, I got my kids here, and I want to make sure they got an understanding on it.
Right.
You know, before I was their dad,
right.
I was my mom's son.
Right.
I had attributes to be a dad.
Amen.
I had attributes to be an uncle. I had attributes to be a husband. I had attributes to be a father. I had all those attributes in me,
right.
And I wanted to express them, but I couldn't until the time came.
Amen.
Those are just attributes that are in me, but I can't express them until the time comes. I can't be a husband unless I have a wife. I can't be a father unless I have kids. I can't be a brother unless I have brothers and sisters. I can't be an uncle unless I have nieces and nephews, right? That's those attributes that God had in him before. He had those attributes in him before of how he was going to fellowship with his bride. He had us in his mind before. But we couldn't be expressed until some things came across.
Right.
One of his attributes that he wanted was a bride that could not fail.
Amen.
He wanted a bride that no matter what would amen the word every single time.
Right.
Not a bride like Eve. Eve could fall. Eve was plumbed to fall. She was made to fall. But this bride, this group, was made not to fall. Matter of fact, he said, if it were possible,
right.
It would get to a point where it could deceive the elect. but it's not even possible. See, because in this hour, it's so late, we got false prophets, false teachers, false this, false that, that if it were possible, that you could get confused, that you could look another way, you would. But it's not possible. It's not possible. So you can praise God that I'm secure, I'm steadfast, and I'm unmovable. He saw me as a finished work. He saw me believing this. He saw me receiving his word. I don't even think we give enough credit to his foreknowledge. He saw this as a finished work. God saw the end of the movie. He saw what was going to happen. See, so often we go, whoa, I'm in progress. I'm in this. No, no, no. God doesn't see me in progress. He doesn't see me building towards anything. He saw his bride as a finished work. Now, when we go back and look through it through the ages, it's potential. Because as we're looking through it, we're looking at it linearly. We go, okay, well, if this didn't happen, that didn't happen, this didn't happen, but all those things did happen. Right. Everything that needed to happen, happened. God saw it as a finished work. He saw you and me as a finished work. So even with the, I want to say it like this, but without the fall in the garden, I was still going to show up.
That's right.
Amen. He still had to have me. See, because sometimes people make me like a byproduct. I'm not a byproduct.
No, sir.
I'm the original attribute.
Amen.
I'm the original attribute.
Amen.
When he saw me perfect.
Right.
When he saw me, he saw himself.
Amen.
When he saw me, he saw somebody that couldn't help but to amen the word of God every single time it crossed my path. I wouldn't be beguiled. I wouldn't be deceived. I wouldn't be ramshook. Nobody's going to put no wool over my eyes. I know who God is, and I love God.
Right.
See, a lot of times people don't love God.
Right.
And they hide behind forms of religion.
That's right.
They hide behind just mannerisms and people and groups and cliques.
Right.
And they don't love God. And it shows up when you squeeze them. It does. That's why it's good to be desperate. When you're desperate, it's going to show me what's really in there. That's what's going to show up. You know, Miss Courtney was going through nursing school, and there's a lot of people that probably started off as atheists, and then as come time to get those boards and the test, they became Christians. Yeah, praying. The first 2 years at college, they'd be like, well, I'm going to do whatever I want. Come 3 and 4 years, they'd be like, hey, won't you guys pray for me? Pray for me. Okay. Yeah, that's how it works sometimes. They get a little desperate. But they don't a bit more love God. They just want God to kiss babies and do funerals. I want the in-between. I want the in-between. I want God for my whole life. I don't want God just kiss babies and take care of my funeral. I won't need him on neither one of those. I need him on Tuesday and Wednesday. I need God on Thursday and Friday. That's the God I serve. That's the God I need, because I don't want to limit God. When we say we're equal with God, I don't want to limit him then. I don't want to put him in a box where, you know, even Brother Jeremiah said, you can't even calculate him. God is infinite. He's incalculable. You can't calculate what God can do. I don't want to limit what God can do. When I pray, I want to pray for the miraculous. When I believe, I want to believe for the outstanding. I don't want to limit God on what he can do. I don't want to limit God on my understanding. If I came here tonight and I thought, my goodness, Lord, give me more understanding, I want to make it profound. I want to make it to where I can look back on the service and go, I remember when I had questions about something, I prayed for God and he answered them. Now I don't have questions about that anymore. I want to pray like, say, Lord, I didn't understand serpent seed, but now I can teach it to somebody else. I can see it for myself. Lord, I didn't know how you moved through the body. I didn't know how you did that, but I can see it for myself right now. That's how I believe it. I don't want to limit God. We got too much good word coming in here to be able to limit God. We got too much good word in here to let any of our circumstances affect how we worship God. God has been too good to us to let us affect how I worship God. Yeah, there's not a service that you should be down when you come in here once you start hearing the word of God. Oh, I know circumstances out there. I got a job. I know how difficult it is. I got a car that I got to put gas in. I got a mortgage I got to pay. I got the same junk we all got to deal with. But guess what? When I get under this anointing, I forget cars. I forget houses. I forget kids. I forget job. I just say, thank God for letting me see this. Because this is the most important thing. When you see where you're at in this hour, it should settle you. Because you're tied into eternity. Oh, my. Brother Jeremiah, you did that math problem. You said infinity times anything is infinity.
Right.
I come in here and I get reminded.
Yes,
Come in here, remind me that I got an unlimited credit card that God can use. He says he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He's worthy. He's more than able to take care of me.
Amen.
Oh, you go, Lord, okay, it's Wednesday night. I'm tired. Pray for that 4 hours turns to 8 hours.
Amen.
Stop limiting God. Amen. Lord, oh, I want this. Amen. Pray that way. Don't come in here and say, oh, I can't make it. That's not how he taught you.
Right.
He said you're more than a conqueror.
More than
a conqueror. I don't just win. I exceed expectations.
Amen.
Yeah, when your kids get those report cards and they just say satisfies or meets expectations, subpar, I want them to say exceeds expectations.
Amen.
When you talk about me as a believer, I exceed expectations.
Amen.
I'm doing more than you ever thought I could do.
Amen.
I believe God more than you ever thought I could.
Amen.
As a believer, we all can come here and say, you'll never outbelieve me.
Right.
Oh, Brother Dwayne, I love your testimony. I love it. And I love how you even say, you know, even if I don't live up to certain things, you still won't outbelieve me. Oh, I might be the worst one in here. I might be terrible, but you won't outbelieve me.
Amen.
That won't be, that's not negotiable.
No.
I believe the full word of God every single time it crosses my path.
Amen.
That's what makes me God. You know what? God reconciles the world to himself.
Amen.
Woo! Said all that the Father has given me will come.
Yeah.
Will come. Not hopeful, not maybe, but will come. I'm one of those.
Amen.
I'm one of those will comes.
Amen.
He said, I will come. He saw me as a finished work. He saw me in this hour believing the word of God. He saw me preaching this word of God and you picking it up.
Amen.
What more could you ask for? What more do you need? Oh, I wish I had this. No. You need to get your mind right. You need to be mature. You need to understand what God has really given you. He's giving you the greatest gift you could ever get. The gift of eternal life? What else do you need? Everything else is temporal. If I gave you some money, you'd run out. Give it long enough. They had those people that were drug lords. They'd get money, and they were getting so much of it, they just started storing it in houses, and the rats were eating it. It's just paper. Just paper. That don't take care of your loved ones.
Doesn't
take care of your past, present, and future sins. That don't give you eternal salvation. That doesn't give you rest when things are going crazy. That doesn't give you peace when you're at a family member's funeral. That doesn't take care of everything. I got something that takes care of everything. I got something that takes care of everything. I got something that answers every question. I got the comforter here now. I got the healer here now. I got the deliverer here now. I got more than I could even need now. He is exceeding all my expectations.
Amen.
But until you know where God is, you can't see any of that.
Right.
You have to recognize that God is here.
Right.
You do. And you got to do that for yourself. Because none of these benefits are available to you. None of them. None of them are available to you until you recognize God in flesh.
Right.
You have to be able to recognize God in flesh.
Amen.
Or this is a mute point. Because what's going to happen is, as good as I am, as nice as I dress, I'm going to mess up.
Amen.
I am. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to hit your car on the way out of the parking lot. I'm going to do something. I don't know. Whatever it is. And if you don't see that I'm a believer, you're going to file an insurance claim. You can still file a claim. And then you're going to get your feelings hurt. And then every time I say something, you're going to roll your eyes. And that's okay out there. You roll your eyes every time I'm talking about insurance. You roll your eyes every time I don't pay the bill. You can roll your eyes. All those things work. No problem. But when the word starts coming across,
amen,
straighten up. Sit up straight.
Amen.
Pay attention.
Amen.
Most important thing is coming across. I could be your best buddy. Pastor Morris taught us this. And you're still going to get rebuked.
Amen.
You're still going to get the word. Coming as straight as it's going to come. As hard as it needs to come, I don't care. He's even said it across the pulpit. He said, I don't care. If you get mad and stomp out, I still have to give you the truth.
Amen.
That's what we got taught up under. So even if it hair licks the devil, still got to give you the truth. If you need to step up, good. Step up. Praise God that God is even talking to you.
Amen.
There's a group of people that he doesn't even talk to.
That's right.
Right. When I talk about how great our God is, I'm only talking about our God. Right. I'm not talking about the God that they worship, the things that they look at. I'm talking about our God. Right. Our God is great. Right. Our God is miraculous. Our God is worthy to be praised. And even when God, you know, and I love how Brother Jeremiah even brought it out. He said, when he was Elohim, right. He wasn't an object of worship yet. So nobody was worshiping him. He had no fellowship.
Amen.
He makes the angels, they pray and worship him day and night, continually. You would think that'd be enough.
That wasn't enough.
He didn't want somebody just singing hallelujah all the time. Even Adam. He had access to the whole world. Could name animals, do anything he wanted. Just do anything he wanted to do. That wasn't enough. He wanted fellowship. God wanted fellowship. That was his eternal attribute, that he wanted fellowship. But he wanted fellowship with believers. With people that could amen the word. That's you. That's me. We're the only group that's fellowshipping with God. I thought we'd talk about the story of Jacob and Esau and how God, you know, loved and hated. But as we go further in Jacob's life, Jacob had a moment where he came face to face with God. And Jacob understood the importance of that moment. So much so that he wrestled a little bit all night and said, I'm not letting go until you bless me. I'm not letting go until you bless me. That's how I come in every service. That's how I'm coming in here tonight. I don't care if service has got to go to midnight. I don't care if it's got to go to 2 in the morning. I'm not letting go until you bless me. Why? Because I understand I got a hold of God. That's how it happened with that lady in the crowd when she knew if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get through all these people, these unbelievers that don't know how important it is, if I could just touch him, I'm going to get what I'm asking for. So much so that the disciples were walking with Jesus and there are all these people bumping into him, all this, and he goes, whoa, virtue just left me. I felt somebody, they're like, come on, Jesus. There's 100 people around us. We don't know who touched you. But there was somebody, there was a believer there that understood who they were next to. That's what's got to happen each service. Somebody's got to come in here and touch God. Touching Jesus is the only thing that matters. Your life will never be the same, is how the song goes. When you get a hold of this, you'll never be the same. See, when you look at it the right way, you understand that we are God, but we still need God. I have God, but I need God. I have God, but I want God. I see God, but I want to see more. That's how Romans is. I'm not even going to go over there. But I look at this and I go, we get too much good preaching to really let this life affect us like we do. You know, I'm talking to myself. I preach to myself every time. We are so blessed in here with the word of God for every situation. I mean, I'm talking every situation. If you got a home issue, you got the answer. Got kid issue, you got the answer. Job issue, got the answer. Money, answer. If you've got a problem, we got the answer. You got depression, got the answer. Anxiety, got the answer. Procrastination, got the answer. I'm throwing everything in there. Throw the kitchen sink. Whatever the problem is. See, the church world will have you afraid to throw the kitchen sink because their God can't handle it. Their God can't handle it. Their God can't handle smoking. Their God can't handle homosexuality. Their God can't handle black and white. Their God can't handle Republican and Democrat. Their God can't handle money. Their God can't handle relationship issues. Their God can't handle it. So if you bring that up, they're saying, our God can't handle it. So you must not have God. Because our God can only fit what's in a box. It's a prosperity message. If you got a good job, good credit, paying your tithes on time, then God is blessing you. That's even how they measure God blessing you. That's not how I measure God blessing you. I don't care if you ever get a job. I don't care if you ever get a car. I don't care if any of those other things are. If you're believing the word of God, you got everything you need for the journey. You're blessed beyond. See, I'm going to read a quote here. Because the more and more I get, the more and more I see, and then the more and more I want to get, then the more and more I see. That's how it works that way. It does work that way, Pastor Moore. And this is over Brother Branham over in the Testimonies, 1953. He says, how can they reject that? Father, knowing that you created the, even the trees, the heavens and the earth and the solar system, the whole heavens and the earth you made and spoke into existence. And then to know that that same God has loved us enough to give us birth to become his sons and daughters and given us equal rights with Jesus Christ. Amen. As is his brother in glory, joint heirs. Amen. With him in the kingdom. How we thank thee. See, Brother Branham over there, even in 53, saying, how can they not pick this up? Right. How can they not believe that the God that would do all that right. would be able to do what he's doing now? Amen. He was saying, you guys are limiting God. That same God that created, that same God that did this, he has that same power and authority to do what he wants.
That's right.
Who, you know, even over in the scripture it says, can the clay look up to the potter and say, why did you make me thus?
Right.
No, you can't do it. I can't look up and say, why did you make me this way? I'm just praising God that he did make me this way. I don't know why he did it this way, but I thank God that he did.
That's right.
You know what? And I even love the balance on that because you have to believe this for yourself on your own accord. Because there still is free moral agency.
That's right.
You made a choice
right.
to believe the word of God no matter what. And then it started.
Amen.
Matter of fact, even Brother Branham said, if you can get that old nature to agree just one time,
right.
what does that take? That takes something on the inside of you that you made a choice to agree with the word of God and it quickened that seed. And from then on out, it was just God's own life in there.
Amen.
From then on out, you couldn't reject the word. From then on, up until then, it was probable. It was hope so. It was maybe. But once you agree, potential. Once you agree with the word, boom.
Amen.
It's a finished work then. You're sealed in.
Right.
Oh, my, my, my. See,
Amen.
Once you get the understanding of all that, saints, nobody can take it away from you. We are truly equal with God. I'm going to read another quote. This is over in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. He said, in the days of Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, they have blinded him. They said, why even make yourself God? You make yourself equal with God? He was not only equal with God. He was God himself. See, they don't get it. And by the way, some of you might see Brother Branham tails off. He was saying some of you might not even get it. But not here tonight. We get it. We get it. He wasn't just equal with God. He was God. Those terms, they go together. If you equal, you are. I'm equal with God. I am God. See, I don't ever want to limit this. You know, even in that same book, he says, you know, the scholars or these Pharisees go, well, no, he never said that he was the Messiah. He never said that. He never said he was the Son of Man. And Brother Branham said, he certainly did. You just don't know your Bible.
Right.
What did he say to the woman at the well, see? What did he tell her?
Uh-huh.
What she said, she said, I know the Messiah cometh. And when he comes, he'll do these things.
Right.
And he said, I am he.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Yeah, he did call it. He did tell you who he was.
Amen.
So why are you mad at me when I'm telling you who I am?
Amen.
You say, oh, as it was in the days of Noah, it'll be like that in the last days. It is like that right now. I am he. When they said it'll be a group of people, the children that have their heart turned back, I am he.
Amen.
Will there be a group of people on that are alive and remain? I am he. I'm that group that you're talking about. I'm that group of the believers that are going to follow the word the whole way through. I'm the group that's going to call for the rapture to get up.
Amen.
I got to call for the rapture to get up. That's who I am. He's not coming down to get him up. I'm going up to meet him.
Amen.
Oh, see. But then when you get that understanding, you got to say, well, who's going to call for him? There's got to be somebody that calls for him. We already said that God can only express his attributes if he gets into somebody. He's got to be in flesh to call for the rapture to take place. How else can he do it unless he has a group that knows what it is?
Amen.
See, and that's why we go right back to Pastor Moore's quote. What are you going to do then when you get that group together? See, get them together.
Amen.
When you get that group together that knows what it is, then the rapture can take place. See, it's not when you get that man that knows what it is, when you get that sister that knows what it is. It's what are you going to do when you get that group together that knows what it is. What do they know? They know the whole plan of God.
Amen.
What do they see? Everything that God wants to do. What, they even know the order that's going to get them up.
Right.
You couldn't go to the Pope and ask him what order they're getting up. He wouldn't even know what group to call. Hey, Brother Brandon was death on those denominations because he said, that messes up your judgment. You don't even know who's right.
That's right.
If you're Catholic, you're only letting in Catholics.
Right.
That's it. There's no foolish virgins. There's no Methodists. There's no Pentecost. There's no Protestants. You might let the Protestants possibly because they follow the Catholics a lot, but I don't know. But they divide, right? That's the whole purpose of a denomination, is to divide.
That's right.
And they just sit there stagnant. So when you do that, you can't be a righteous judge because you're skewed. You're biased. That's why sometimes we'll say, keep your filthy hands off of me. When you don't know how to judge, don't judge me then. You don't know how to do it. You don't know what you're looking for. You're not even looking at, you're not a righteous judge. But we got a righteous judgment.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, we're only judging by the word of God. You know, I can't say it enough. I would love for you all to live great lives. It'll make things easier.
Right.
You know, Pastor Moore said, go to college. Going to college makes getting the job easier.
Right.
You work hard at your job, they probably want to keep you around longer. When they go to make cuts, they go, well, we can't get rid of this person, but the rest of these people don't work. That's just the nature of the beast. That's how it works.
Right.
If you're working a job and you got to cut back, you look at what the fat is, and you want to keep the meat.
Right.
So we're teaching you how to be the meat. I don't want you to be the fat everywhere you go.
No.
Right? I want you to be the meat.
Amen.
That's just good common sense. That just helps you.
Right.
But whether you're unemployed or not,
right,
when you come sit down in here,
right,
you're getting the word of God,
right,
and you're going to get ready for the journey.
Right.
Let's get you out of here. Because once we get over there, all this stuff will be taken care of anyway.
Yeah.
If I had a smoking problem, it'll be taken care of. If I had an anger problem, it'll be taken care of. If I couldn't pay my bills, it'll be taken. All those things are taken care of when we get over there. But when you come in here, God is giving you great revelation and great understanding and great knowledge to help you along the way.
Right.
Don't take that for granted. Nobody else gets this kind of teaching. Do you know when you talk to somebody that's insane, they don't really know it? They're telling you dumb ideas and they don't know it. They think it's a good idea. You ever talk to somebody that's got all these crazy harebrained, get rich ideas? You go, that won't even work. That doesn't make sense. But they can't see what you see. Because they're crazy. This church world doesn't see what we see. Because they're crazy. When we come in here and say, come see a man that has told me all things, they go, I can't make it on Wednesday nights. What do you mean you can't make it on Wednesday night? Well, you're going to preach on Sunday. I can't make it on Sunday. What do you mean you can't make it on Sunday? What's more important than hearing the word of God?
Amen.
What's to separate you
right
from the word of God? Nothing. Nothing is more important than getting the word of God.
Right.
Nothing is more important. Not a job, not a school. Nothing is more important than the word of God.
Amen.
This is the most important time in your life.
Amen.
Nothing else that you get will stay getting fresher and fresher and fresher as the time goes on.
Amen.
See, saints, I got a hold of something that I can't let go.
Amen.
I can't let go of this. You know, and I'm going to get down here in a second. I'm just looking at this and I go, God, you blessed us to be able to hear this. You blessed us to be able to receive the word of God. I praise you for just opening my eyes that I could see all that's going on, that I truly am equal with God. I know that. And you know, and they go, oh, well, Brother Jay, what if you mess this up? Mess that up. Okay, that's a Pharisee. You're looking at the wrong thing. What did I do with the word? What did I do with the word? That's the only way. Now, like I said, all those other things make you a better person, and I wish it on everybody.
Amen.
But what do you do with the word is the most important. I got one more quote, and I'm going to get down out of here. I love even how Brother Branham said that, because they were talking, they said Jesus didn't even say that. And I'm like, he did call himself. This is over here. This is where the quote was. I'm just bringing it as a reference. Brother Jeremiah quoted it, and Pastor Moore quotes it. I finally found out where it was that they're quoting it. I was like, oh my goodness. So it was 1959. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Said, all that Jehovah was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into his church. Not to one individual, but to the entire body. There we come together in unity. We have power. We have power. We can call for what we need to call for. We can move whatever we need to move. We can do whatever we need to do to get the job done. God sees us as a finished work, and he sees us getting this thing taken care of. And I'm just grateful for that. Now, last quote here. This is over in Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Reading it, there's just so many great quotes that come out of here. And I'm just turned on because when they were referencing them as I was coming through, I didn't know where they were at. And so now that I see where they are, I'm just excited because sometimes they're just quoted. They quote just the one part. But when you see the whole thing, that it's just some good reading. It's just good reading. So he said, now you think I'm beside myself. I'm not. We've got the devil's answers. Not me that liveth, but Christ the Word living in me. It's not my idea, it's his power. Not my idea, it's his word. He promised it. Here it is. He said it would be here, and here it is. We got his answer. Christ has risen and has paid the price for our redemption. What God in Christ manifested, he gave that flesh that and the blood, that in the blood might come to life and the flesh be redeemed, that God in his redeemed flesh could manifest his word for the day as he did in that day. Woo, glory, says Brother Branham. You see it, congregation says amen. Oh my, when can I stop? When can I stop it? Notice it. Go on. Then we stand justified in the presence of God. And he goes on to talk about as a drop of ink that into a tub full of bleach. You'll never find a stain in that ink no more. It went somewhere. It'll never come back again. And when man is truly redeemed, that predestinated seed that sees it and accepts it, his sins are demolished. It's gone. It's separated. It's dropped into the ink and the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's never to be remembered. God forgets it, and he stands as a son and daughter of God in the presence of God. Amen and amen. Now we are the sons of God. Not we will be. We are. Now we are the redeemed. We have Satan's answer. God has vindicated himself. God has proven himself. He has promised in this day. Hallelujah. The headship is here. Amen. Christ is risen. The Lord is here in the same power of his resurrection that he ever was, manifesting himself. There's the devil's answer. When he tries to tell you you're not, you are. I'm Christ revealed. I am Christ revealed. You can't get to Christ without me. Just like Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man can see the Father unless they see him through me. All the scriptures run. All the things tie. I praise God for it. Thank you, Pastor Moore, for letting us read that. And praise God. God bless you guys.
I think the hardest thing that church folk have is the ability to say that they are God.
That is true.
They can't say it. And the reason I say it's hard, because if you listen how they preach around it.
Yeah.
They'll say, the anointing's on me. They'll say, God is with me. They'll tell you all kind of good things about God. But really, if you don't put Christ in you, that is your hope of glory.
Amen.
And we have a hard time. We've been so tradition taught that we find it hard to say that I am God. Now, I'm not saying you're all of God. God's bigger than you. You couldn't even contain all of God. Nobody can contain. The world can't contain all of God. But what we're saying is that you might not have all of God, but God has all of you.
Amen.
I mean, that makes a difference. Because, see, the thing is, when you get rid of your old nature, the only nature that's in you is God. And the only thing that God wants to see out of you is himself. And the thing that people don't understand is that if you don't say that you're God, you'll never be able to do the things that God can do. You'll always be looking for God somewhere else to come by and do it. That's what Mary's problem was.
Amen.
Jesus was the Son of Man on the earth walking. The only available God on the face of the earth was standing right before when Lazarus died. And here she was standing right before God. and saying, had you come sooner, like God's bound by time.
Right.
Had you come sooner, Lazarus wouldn't have died. In other words, I have enough faith, and see, this is the church word for you. I have enough faith to believe that God is a healer.
Yes, right.
I have enough faith that I believe that Jesus has the ability to heal the sick.
Yeah.
But he can't raise the dead.
Right.
And that was Mary. She was standing there and thinking with her tradition, with her denominational idea, thinking that, yeah, Jesus, you're here, but if God was here... When God comes, he's going to be able to get Lazarus up again. Because she told him, she said, yeah, Lazarus is going to get up in that day. At the day of resurrection. She was a believer.
Yeah.
See, I'm not dealing with people that aren't believers. Yeah. I'm saying believers don't believe that God is in them.
Amen.
That's how they preach it that way. When they preach, they can preach all around, preach good messages, preach good subjects and everything else. But when it's said and done, if you don't wrap God up in you, you have not done your job.
Amen.
Because if you're still wondering when you leave where God is, the preacher didn't do his job.
Right.
If you're still wondering if God is able, the preacher didn't do his job.
Amen.
And here Mary was standing there next to the preacher. And he didn't want her to misunderstand it. Because she's like, yeah, I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Lazarus is going to get up in the resurrection. She's preaching to Jesus. And Jesus looked at her and said, get that tradition out of my face. He said, what do you mean he'll get up in that day? Do you realize I have the power? I am the resurrection. Why are you looking out there for me? I'm right here before you.
Amen.
And church world, in this day, we're in the hour of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Word of God in skin, in a many-membered body.
Amen.
The church world still looking for God to come in this trumpet in the sky and this cloud, and he's coming back on a white horse. They're looking in the clouds and looking in the sky for him to come, and he's standing right amongst them.
Amen.
But they don't believe that we're equal with God. They're looking for God to come back. Yes, the dead are going to get up when he comes again. What do you mean when he comes again? I'm here. God has put everything in the bride that it takes to get the dead up.
Amen.
Jesus had everything in him to get the dead up. And when Mary was standing there misinterpreting the word and said, he's going to get up someday, Jesus had to straighten her out and said, no. I am the resurrection.
Amen.
And in this day, talk about being equal with God. In this day, when we're looking for a body change, we're looking for a resurrection, we're looking for God to come and take the bride out of here. We're longing for it, praying for it, believing for it. We're standing right here, and the people are looking at us saying, surely, when he comes back, we're going to be in the rapture. How long have I been with you?
See?
And you don't know me. See, when a preacher preaches, if he don't see he's God, he'll never make you see your God.
Right.
You say, well, Nate, you're always putting God in us. Exactly.
Amen.
That's what I haven't done my job if I don't.
Amen.
He said, well, if the people that walk out here now think they're God, they should.
Right.
Because that's who they are.
Amen.
You being a man, make yourself equal with God. That's why he got in trouble, and that's why you get into trouble, and that's why I get into trouble. If you preach and you don't put God in the people, then you haven't done nothing.
Amen.
Tell me about Jesus and Calvary all you want. That's history. If God doesn't walk out of this building tonight in your shoes, it ain't going to be my fault.
Amen.
It's going to be your fault because you don't believe that you can be God. Let this mind be in you.
Amen.
That was also in Christ Jesus.
Christ.
When you walk, God walks. Amen. When you look, God looks. When you touch, God touches. And vice versa. It's God living in your tabernacle.
Amen.
Though you say, well, I got this problem. I'm tired of hearing about your problems. God's tired of hearing about your problems. No, if I can't ever live up to it, yes, I live up to it. That's a trick of the devil. Tell you, oh, I believe it if I can never live up to it. That just means give up. Sit right here. No, I press towards the mark of the high calling. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than able. I ain't worried about what I can't do. I'm a son of God. I can walk on water. If God wills me to do it, I can walk on water. I can walk through walls. I can get a body change. I can call the dead up. I can heal the sick. I can raise the dead. That's the believer of the hour that we're living. That's how we should be talking. We shouldn't be sitting back letting the devil have the glory. Oh, I love God, but I don't know. Nuh-uh. You better know. If you don't know what all you've got, nobody's ever had as much as you did. Nobody's ever seen as much as you've seen. Nobody's ever understood as much as you understand. Nobody was ever be able to stand on the earth since Jesus to say, I am God, I am the resurrection, and I'm getting the dead up. But that's a requirement for this hour. You said, well, I you know, you're making that a little bit strong. You better back it up. What? I want to make it stronger. Amen. I want to make it so strong that it manifests.
Amen.
I don't want to back off and say, yeah, you know, I got the Spirit of God in me, and someday he's going to say, no. Spirit and bride say, come. Who's knocking? It's us.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus is knocking at the door. How? He don't have no hands but yours. He don't have no eyes but yours. We're equal with God because we are God.
Amen.
It's not God in a son of man now. It's God in many-membered body, son of man. All of us together makes God.
Amen.
And all of us together makes God. We're not going to get anything but bigger.
Right.
This is the smallest group we're going to ever have.
Amen.
This is the smallest number we'll ever have. Because we get united with the dead.
Yeah.
And then we go there. And there's the Old Testament saints there.
Come on.
And then 144,000 join us there. See, it's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get bigger. You ain't seen nothing yet. And you don't think you're God? Matter of fact, my Bible tells me, I don't know, you may have those New American Standards. My Bible tells me that when it's done, he's going to be all in all.
Yeah, amen.
There ain't going to be nothing but God there.
Amen.
So you might as well get used to telling yourself who you are.
Yeah.
Say you who you are.
Yeah.
Let the devil know who you are.
Because
he's the one trying to keep you quiet. God ain't trying to keep you quiet. God's not trying to hold you back. Oh, don't say you're God, Jay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You're taking on some of my glory. Hold on. No, God's saying, say it. Tell me about it again. Tell me how I did this thing. Tell me how I moved in the bride. Tell me who is down here on the earth at the end time. Tell me who the Son of Man is and where the Son of Man is. We know all these things. We're equal with God.
Amen.
You say, well, if you're equal with God, do this. Okay, Satan. Yeah, you did the same thing to my brother. He was tempting him on the mountainside. If you're God, then just jump off this. And he'll send his angels. Don't tempt me, Satan. I ain't even worried about your temptation. You say, if you're God, speak the dead up. I'll speak it when I get ready.
Yeah.
If you're God, do this. I'll do it when I want to. According to my word. And a son does nothing until the father shows him. No, if you were a son of God and you prayed for that sick person, they wouldn't have died. They went for their reward. See, don't let the devil trick your mind. He tried to make you less than equal with God. Don't listen to him. Talk like you. Talk like God. Talk like your father.
Amen.
Speak after. You know, we talk after our daddy.
Yeah. Right.
You talking after your daddy in the natural. You talking after your daddy in the spiritual.
Amen.
And he ain't never took down from being God.
Uh-uh.
I never heard him saying I'm less than God.
No.
I never heard him say, well, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm God, but, you know, I got some problems. You need to start talking after who you are.
Yeah.
You're equal with God,
right.
Not less. Walk out here with your head up.
Yeah.
Walk out here on your tiptoes. Walk out here letting the devil know who you are. Say, devil, you got to get behind that breathing problem. Sit down somewhere. Satan, you don't have no hold over me. That sickness got to go.
Amen.
That problem's got to go.
Right.
That cancer's got to go.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm God.
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, well, I want that, but I don't know if I can do that. You better start speaking it. You ain't gonna get it unless you speak it. Put that authority out there. Let the devil know what side you're on. Let the devil know who you are. Don't let him have your house. Take control of that place. Run him off. Have sweet kids. Have a good wife. Have a good husband. You say, well, I'm alone. Didn't have a good house.
Right.
You don't have to just sit there and say, well, I'm all alone. You're never alone.
Never.
Never. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what you going to say now, Satan? We need to start talking after who we are because we are equal with God. Good, good, good message, Jay. I enjoyed it.
Amen.
Made me think of some things. That's good. Amen. Well, nice pulpit. God bless Brother Jerry Allen. He did an excellent job. Jeremiah told me, he said, you want me to wait until you get back before we install it? I said, no, go ahead and do it. It's only fitting. Your daddy made it, and you should be the first one to preach behind it. And he did, oh my, he did a job too. He forgot about this pulpit. He was all out in there. I appreciate you brothers taking care of business while we're gone. Now I got a letter here. This is from the Earlys, and I'm going to read it. It says, God bless you all. When our house is fixed, you all come and visit. She don't know what we did in South Carolina. I'll get a busload and take them down the flat. We will be with open arms. She says, thank you so much. You and you and you and you too and you too, of course. The Earlys.
Amen.
John, you'd appreciate that. We'll put this back on the board. But she also put a note, a letter in here, and I'm going to read this. To the Fairborn Body people, we want to say thank you for the body support and funding us money. Now, we had to figure out how to help them because after the hurricane, the banks were closed. You couldn't get down there. You couldn't mail. They didn't have mailboxes. Mailboxes were blown away. Post office closed. So we sent money via some kind of PayPal or something. Well, anyway, we got them some money. So she was calling to say thanks for the support and funding us money. We appreciate all that you folks, we appreciate all of you folks so much. And listening to all the testimonies give me an uplift. Now, y'all don't think your testimonies mean something. People listen to them. I was blessed when I about fell over when Micah was in front of that microphone Sunday. I about fell over in Atlanta. That is powerful. And listening to all the testimonies gives me an uplift. And listening to the messages that the brothers bring to us, God is so good, so happy and blessed to be a part of this great kingdom of God and his plan. As Brother Baker once said, we will meet you here, there, or in the air. God bless you all. You all are in our prayers also. God is good all the time. Love, Brother LD and Sister Brenda Early. So we'll put this back there in the back. Appreciate them. They're trying to get their house together. And God bless them. You pray for them because there's another hurricane headed their way. And she said, pray to God turns it or moves it or does something. So just keep them in your prayers. They haven't got their house back from the last one. They had to tear all the drywall off downstairs up to a certain point, and mold was in there, and they had a sunken living room that was totally filled. And so they have to redo a lot of things. So you keep them in your prayers, and I know they appreciate being. She texted me the other day, and it was the first time she had been able to tune into the service. I think it was a Sunday ago. And she was so thrilled to be able, because I don't know where the internet was down or what, but she hadn't been able to get the services. So keep them in your prayers. Remember Brother Mike Bryce. He's had a stroke or two. And he's in the hospital. And he has heart trouble. So just keep them in your prayers. I'm going to probably try to go out and see him, check on him, but just keep him and Debbie in your prayers. Always remember the body here. Sister Sue will be praying. God's already changing things. So, and it's funny because they'll tell you that the machine messed up or this. That's okay. I don't care what they call it. You know, my God is real. And you tell me, you give me a diagnosis, and my God will change it. And then you figure out what happened. So, I don't care. You figure it out. So just remember Sue in your prayers. And, of course, Trevor, just continue to remember him. There's a lot of things going on right now. And we've got some brothers that need prayers. Surgery's coming up and things going on. And just a lot of things happening right now. And just keep them in your prayers. Remember the body. And we'll come back Sunday. Come on, musicians, let's sing something. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Not sure what page it is, I'll find it.
Pastor Moore.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I just want to thank God for being here. Yes. Even though I appreciate this word so much, it means everything to me. It means more than the world.
Amen.
But
yes, that's a mouthful.
I just thank God because it's real. It's real in my life, and I couldn't be without it.
Amen.
And
amen.
Thank God.
Amen. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Excuse me. I want to speak as a believer today. You know, it's funny how God is in his body. He really is here. I come in here and I went to the doctor today to give me all this bad news. And then the word of God come, not through the preacher, Michelle, Courtney, they was talking to me. And you tell me, he says, speak like a believer. So Satan put stuff on. If God did it for Sue, he can do it for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm undiagnosed all the bad stuff they told me this afternoon.
Amen. Just believe God. Believe
cancel
God.
That.
What? What do you have to lose by believing God? You got everything to gain. Amen. Come back Sunday, and let's see what the Lord has in store for us then. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that they left Pentecost and cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can.
say I'm one of them.